Hey gorgeous, it's Miriam Castilla here, and in today's Effectology tip, we are going to talk about why entrepreneurs are overspenders. So stick around. Okay, if you're an entrepreneur and you've started your own business, you've probably at several stages along the way realized that you're spending a lot more money than you need to be on things that in hindsight you think, didn't really need to do that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because on this entrepreneurial journey, and as a woman in particular, what it actually does is it stretches us way out of our previous comfort zone, and it stretches us in ways that we've never been stretched before. And unfortunately, not many people realize that that's what's going to happen. They just think, I want to start a business. I love doing this, or I'm great at this and people want this and I'm going to do it. And they don't understand that when you actually start your own business, what you're embarking on is one of the greatest personal development journeys of your life. It will stretch you in ways you never, ever imagined possible. It can actually make you or break you. So there are these three kind of stages that people go through. In the beginning, they're all wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, and all excited, and they're just going for it, right? And they've got no idea that this journey is about personal growth, that who you are and how you think is actually going to be one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle as to whether or not you are a success. So they're starting out, and they just realize that there's a whole lot to do, and they get busy doing it. And they do not for a moment stop to think that, okay, all this stuff I'm spending money on, most of it I probably don't even need. And what it's actually doing is it's stopping me from addressing the thing that's really going on. And that is my level of confidence within myself to do this. So the moment you go from wanting to do it and being in excitement to taking a leap of faith, fear comes up. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of embarrassment, fear of judgment, fear of all sorts of things. And so in avoidance of facing that and dealing with it, we tend to make excuses like, oh, I need to get a good website, I need to get some better business cards, got to get some professional photos done. And so we spend all this money. And what it actually is it's just avoidance. And then you move into the next stage where you're actually aware that stuff's going on. You're aware that there's some issues of self-worth, self-esteem, self-belief, and your relationship with money, which is largely underpinned by your feelings of self-worth and self-belief. And so you realize some of that stuff's going on, but you think that if you just got a better website or a business coach or a better launch strategy for your next course or a better marketing system, then that might fix it. So you're aware of it, but you're just trying to patch it. You're trying to patch it with stuff. And you might do, you know, a bit of a mindset course here, but you just gloss over the top of it and you'll go to a seminar here and, you know, get all excited for a weekend, come out like pumped like this. But then you go back to the same old, same old. So you're aware of the problem, but you're still pretty much avoiding it, not out of ignorance anymore, but just out of even more fear. And you are trying to patch it by just doing these little band-aid things that don't really go deep enough. And then finally, you get to the point where you realize this all begins with me. And maybe I know what it is, maybe I have an idea what it is, or maybe I'm not sure what it is, but I know that it's something inside of me in the way I think and the way I see myself and the world, what I believe I'm worth and what I believe I'm capable of. There's something in there that's not quite aligned with the results I'm wanting, and I'm willing to go deeper to address it. Once you do that, then if you're committed to that, and you don't let all those gremlins scare you off, then you actually start persevering and finding a system that works and sticking with it for long enough to get a result. Because you know what? There are lots of cool things out there that will make a difference, but none of them work just by you reading a book, attending a weekend seminar, or doing a couple of sessions with somebody. This mindset stuff is about making it a habit, making it part of who you are, really training yourself on all levels to be that person who is a perfect match to the success that you are looking to achieve. Because that success can only be achieved by a successful person. It cannot be achieved by somebody who doubts themselves and doesn't believe in themselves. So you need to become that person. And that takes perseverance. It doesn't necessarily mean it's difficult or that the steps and the practices and the tools are difficult. But the challenge is to be consistent and persevere so that you can actually make that transition, so you can bridge that gap. Cool. So if you want to find out about just five little tiny tweaks that you can persistently make to shift your alignment with the money and the abundance you want in your life and the entrepreneurial success you're after, then grab yourself a copy of my free cheat sheet, 5 Reasons You're Not Manifesting More Money and What to Do About It. They are 5 super simple tips, but each one of those applied consistently and persistently with thoughtfulness and deliberation and real commitment will absolutely change things for you on a profound, deep, permanent and super exciting level. So grab that. The link is up there, I think, or possibly down below, depending where you're watching this. And let me know how you go. But most importantly, whatever you do, do it consistently and persistently and stop blowing a whole lot of money trying to patch it up. That's me done for today. I'll see you next time. Until then, stay happy.